With the special voter registration period quickly approaching its end this Thursday, November 13th, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Electoral Office is appealing to people who are eligible to vote in the upcoming general election to ensure that they get registered and their names are on the voters' list. Supervisor of Elections Dora James says people continue to ask the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Electoral Office whether they can vote if they have lost their national identification cards but have other forms of photo ID.
Once your name is on the voters list, you can vote. If you choose to turn up, you can vote. You will have that opportunity to do so. It's accepted. It's a photo ID, the driver's license, your passport. And the electoral office ensures that we have your copy of registration at the polling stations. So we will be able to check your identity. So don't stay home because you don't have your ID card. Come out and vote. We want people to come out and vote.
James says it is important for people to vote as voting is a basic human right in which every citizen who is eligible should participate. She also explains what happens after the special voter registration period is completed.
Our next step is to come up with the final list. We presented the preliminary list on the 30th. And we had 102,000, just 700, somewhere around there. And so the special registration that began will include a number of persons, first timers and others. And we ensure that we have them on the list. So at the end of that, we need to at least by the next 5 days or so, compile that list and you would have the final list combining the preliminary and the special registration, and that final figure would be submitted on a list that is called the final list. That is the list that would be used for elections. Cleaning up the list is continuous. Every end of month, we use the dead list to clean up. We also have a special period where persons, if they're overseas, they can be taken off the list. However, because that was done way before the 10 years life of a card, we have to make sure we combine that and we are not disenfranchising anyone.
James also outlines how voters can ensure that they are part of the voting process on November 27th and the ways to check that their names are on the voters list and where they will be voting.
People calling at the time, is my name on the list? We ask people to do that before. And there's a polling station finder that was developed by ITSD. We want to thank them for their services. And this year, they have updated it. And some persons complained that they didn't see their names, but they took it down a little while. You just put in your voter's number, which is at the back of your card. Once you go to electoral.gov.vc, and you bring that up, you will see the polling station finder where you can put in your voter's number and you will see where you vote.
Supervisor of Elections Dora James. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.